What I say tonight, the nether, is intended as the beginning of a conversation, one from which I have much to gain. But every conversation has to start with something. So we'll start the nether with Hashem. One of the instructions we have in Pirkei Avos, Aseh lecha rav, kneh lecha chaver. What's the tochen, what's the content of the mitzvah of Aseh lecha rav? And this is not something to be taken lightly. The first of the Kinyani Torah in Kinyan, in the Brisa, at the end of Pirkei Avos, is Talmud, which many explain as being the process of learning from a Rebbe. To take a second to contextualize, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's brought in the Rambam in the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, says as follows: Kishem she'adam mitzuve b'chavod aviv uviraso, as one is commanded to respect their father and fear him, kachu chayev b'chavod rabbo uviraso. So too, he's chayev in the kavod and the yira of his rebbe. The rabbo yeser me aviv, rabbo more than his father. Why? Why rabbo more than his father? She'aviv hevio l'chayel amazeh, for his father has brought him into this world, but rabbo limdo chachma, taught him Torah, mevio l'chay olam haba. He brings him to olam haba. I have a pircha on the kavach omer. Aviv, it's true, olam haba, olam hazeh, that we understand. Which is more important? Olam haba. At least we profess to understand that. But without an av, there is no physical existence. Elamai, it comes out that without an av, without a rav, there is no chai olam haba. Otherwise, the kavach omer doesn't stand. Without a rav, there is no chai olam haba. And the truth is that this is reflected in so many other places. How do we refer to someone who has achieved in avodas Hashem? Talmid Chacham, someone who is a student of a Chacham. The ultimate compliment you can pay to someone is that they're a Talmid Chacham. Because a Chacham alone doesn't describe what's necessary, the path to success in Avodas Hashem. Talmid Chachamim in the Lashon HaRambam, a student of the Chachamim, that's the ultimate compliment. It's not me. The Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin asks, who is an Am Haaretz? Rashi says, an Am Haaretz, that Am Haaretz which we talk about in Kol HaShas. Who is that Am Haaretz? What's the answer? We pass him like a cherim. Someone who's learned Torah, but wasn't Meshamish Tamid Chachamim. Someone who's learned Torah, Kedos. Learned a lot of Torah, but wasn't Meshamish Tamid Chachamim, he's the Am Haaretz. And the truth is, makes perfect sense, because the very semantics of Talmud Chacham mean you need to be a student of sages. If you weren't Meshamish Tamid Chachamim, if you weren't Meshamish Chacham, how could you be called, how could you have separated yourself, elevated yourself to call yourself a Talmud Chacham? But why is it so crucial? Meaning, I understand to some degree why if a human father is necessary to come to this world. But why is a Rebbe so crucial to gain a chiluk lam haba? Lechora, the answer is, or at least a part of the answer, is because Avodas Hashem isn't an individual effort. It's totally based on Masorah. We're about to experience the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, recount events that happened far before any of us were alive. How do we know their truth? Because we received them, because they were part of a Masorah. How do we know Mamed Har Sinai occurred? Again, because of the Masorah. Torah Shabbat Peh is entirely reliant on a transmission from generation to generation. I want to serve Hashem. I think I want to serve Hashem. But I don't know how to serve Hashem without the Masorah, without the tradition. The Rebbeim that we have, they are the only shot we have at Avodas Hashem. Only because there are people who came before us who faithfully transmitted every line in Shulchan Aruch and every and were the custodians even of Torah Shebichsav. How do I know Torah Shebichsav? Only because there were people in each generation who passed it on carefully. So to serve Hashem means to follow a Masorah. To follow a Masorah means to have a Rebbe. Without a Rebbe, how do I know what Avodas Hashem is? So we can say that absent a Rebbe, absent a set of Rebbeim, starting from Rebbeim who taught us Aleph Beis, and all the way up to the Rebbeim who teach us how to understand a Daf Gemara, absent those Rebbeim, we would have no access to Avodas Hashem. We would be lost. What is the content of Aseh Lecha Rav? I think that it plays itself out in multiple elements of Avodas Hashem. First and foremost, in Talmud Torah. The Rav has a beautiful binyan. It's a binyan which he says his father, Rav Moshe, asked to hear several times. It's something which is repercussive. It has many implications. In the Hakdama to the Arach HaZakah, the Rambam says, when recounting the Shalshalos HaMasorah, the passing of Torah from one generation to the next, the Rambam says that Uli Yoshua, Shu Talmido Shamoshe Rabbeinu, to Yoshua, who was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shabbat V'Tivo Aleh. He passed Torah Shabbat and he commanded him, he instructed him, he put it into his custody. The Rav says, what's that latter line? What does it mean, V'Tivo Aleh? I understand what it means to be Moshe Torah Shabbat. I need to know what tefillin are. Now, Yoshua will be the address. He knows what tefillin are. What does it mean, v'tzivo aleh? The Rav added a question. The Rambam says clearly that several people learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, Pinchas, Elazar, and Yoshua. And yet, when he speaks about the generation after Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira, he says that Pinchas and Elazar went back and learned from who? From Yoshua. Why? If they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, what were they doing listening to Yoshua's shir? The Rav says they're both totally in the same yesod. There are ways in which Torah Shal Baal Peh is passed on. There's a way in which it's passed on. And that is that there are individuals, it can be sometimes a singular individual in some generations, sometimes it's multiple individuals, but there are individuals who are mekabel that masar, receive that masar, and they become themselves chachmei masar, links in the chain back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Rambam says that what Yoshua received wasn't just a Torah Shebaal Peh, but Tzivahu Aleh, he instructed him. What Moshe Rabbeinu did, says the Rav, was he identified Yoshua as the Chacham HaMasorah in the next generation. He was the one from whom we have to receive Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is not just a Yediyah. It's not just something we know. It's a Kabbalah. It's something which we receive. It's a Masorah, it's something which is passed on, and it needs to be passed on correctly. Yehoshua was in charge of that. So as long as Pinchas and Elazar were still alive, they had to go back and hear again from Yehoshua. Yehoshua was the Baal Masorah in that generation, so I have a chiyuv to go and hear from the Baal Masorah. In other words, Torah itself is premised not just on the yediyah, the knowledge of Torah, but on properly following and receiving and then passing on b'ne'emanus, that masorah. Our masorah in Torah Shebaal Peh is full of this. If you read Sifrei Chasidus, lahavdil, just in terms of tchumim, but the same exact, if you read of Baruch Ber, often they'll quote the words of the Rebbe in Yiddish. The exposition, the explanation is in Hebrew, but the words are in Yiddish. Why? Because those were the words that they heard. Kabbalah, receiving, hearing the Torah correctly, accurately. It's not just in later Svarim. Gemara Tzukah Kaf Ches says, Rabbi Lazar lo amar davash lo shaman pi rabo. Rabbi Lazar was so hesitant. It didn't impede his creativity one iota. But he was so hesitant to ever say something he wasn't confident he had heard from his Rebbe. Because why? Because Torah is not meant to be something which you simply, it's not an enterprise which you enter with a mentality of I'm going to try to reason or understand. First and foremost, you enter with Kabbalah. That doesn't mean you don't question. But there are two avodos. First, you need to be mekabel, and only then, once you understand the idea, can you then try to work it through. As an example, many times we'll hear from Marner of Shechter Shlita, he'll quote something from the Rav, verbatim, close to verbatim, and then he'll ask, but how does that shtim, how does that fit with Tosfos in such a place? There's a Kabbalah from the Chacham HaMasar. There's a Kabbalah, this idea is what the Rav was trying to say. And then there's an attempt, a steady attempt, a lifelong attempt, to put Torah together around that Kabbalah. Obviously, while what's being described in the time of Yoshua, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, was crystal clear. There was one Chacham HaMasar who was chosen. Over the generations, obviously, this ideal typology is not completely applicable. Shana Meister was a Chasam Sefer. A nice Meister, a nice story about the Chasam Sefer. That when he was saying Shir, if he saw that the boys weren't chapping, he would say, it's okay. I see you're not chapping, it's okay. You have me as a Rebbe. I had a Nassan Adler as a Rebbe, so I understood what you were saying. I'm just me. What can I do? So if the Chasam Sefer could say that about his generation, of course, in our generation, it's even more. The Rambam says in the end of the Akdam Yad Chazaka that there was a... After Chasim HaSatam and after Avinu Rav Ashi, there no longer is exactly the same dag of Chachmei HaMasora. That's something for another time. But that is part of what it means to be a Rebbe, what it means to be a Talmud. Another element of Asel Charav is in halacha itself. Again, if the Asel Charav comes from Masorah, Masorah is not only Talmud Torah, it's also all the mitzvos. We don't just know about tefillin from a Rebbe, we know how to put on tefillin because we have generations who taught us how to do it. When I want to know how to put on tefillin, well, if I only know about tefillin because there's a Masorah, so when I want to find out how to put on tefillin, where should I look? To a summary online? A quick view in the Mishnah Berurah? The really stark guy next to me? Chalil v'chas. I want the Masorah. I want to put on tefillin like they're supposed to be put on. You should seek out a chacham, a mori ora, to teach you how to put on tefillin. How, if you have a shayla chos tefillin, bring it to the chacham. Just like in Talmud Torah, like we said before, not everyone is a Gil Ora, and a person needs to find someone who taka is a Gil Ora to do this. The truth is that this idea in halacha is reflected in the halacha of Mora Hora. If a person has a shaila to a competent posik, and the posik learns it up and responds, and unfortunately, as can happen, makes a mistake, neither the Chacham nor the person who asked a Shaila did an Aveira. But if you don't ask a Shaila, and you're not Higia Lohra, which I certainly have not been, it's just an Aveira if you mess it up. It's necessary part of the Lachic process to open ourselves up to asking Shailas. It's also crucial, another reason, Parshas in the Haftorah of Parshas Zachar, we read about the sad mistake of Shmuel. And we know the famous pasuk. Shmuel comes to Shaul and says, Lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem? Why did you not heed the word of Hashem? Kol Hashem? Skipping three words, Vatas hara b'nei Hashem. You did what was wrong. Shmuel accuses Shaul of not doing Kol Hashem, not listening to Hashem, and he allowed Agag to survive. Ultimately, Shaul recognizes his mistake. So what ought he to say? I didn't listen to Kol Hashem, but that's not what he says. What does Shmuel say? What does Shaul say? Vayomer Shaul Shmuel Chatasi. I've made a mistake. Ki avarti es pi Hashem. I went against the word of Hashem. Hashem said to kill every Amaleki, and I didn't kill Agag. Terrible mistake. We live with the consequences. So I didn't listen to pi Hashem. What else? And I didn't listen ve'es divarecha, to your words. What does that mean? Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Meshayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kill all the Amalekim. I didn't listen to him. And also, I didn't listen to you, Shmuel. What's a Tosefes? Klar is, I think, as follows. Shaul realized he made a double mistake. We all make mistakes in interpreting the Dvar Hashem. We all make mistakes. No one's perfect. But Shmuel was alive. I could have asked Shmuel what the right thing to do was. Now I can't do that. Now I've messed it up so completely that Agag survived. Ask a Shaila. That's what Shaul realized. You're right. I made a terrible mistake by going against Dvar Hashem. But I made the damning, the condemning, the more total mistake when I forgot to ask a Shaila. If I would have asked a Shaila, wouldn't have had a problem. We can't always get Dvar Hashem correct. But we can find a Rebbe, we can find a Mor Hora to fix things up. A third element of Aseh Lecha Rav is in the category of Eitza. We've spoken until now about Torah, Halacha, and now about Eitza. Now there are... It's natural to say, I understand why the Masorah, why Aseh Lecha Rav applies to Torah, to Halacha. Why am I suggesting it applies to Eitza? Let me explain the netter and then instantiate, or maybe I should instantiate and then explain. To instantiate, to give an example. In the Megillah we read about Esther's tremendous mesirus for Torah. But we also read something else. Ma'amar Mordechai Esther osa kasher osa kasher haisa ba'amna ito. Esther listened to the Rebbe, to Mordechai, just like when she was living by him. My high. There's a halacha, you can't say that you're Jewish? That's a halacha? No, that's an eitza. But the Megillah takes the time to tell us that the godless of Esther was that she listened to the eitza of the Gadol Hador. But why is this included in Aseh Lecha Rav? If you have two choices, neither are usher, neither are mitzvos, why is Eitzah included in Aseh Lecha Rav? Because only a very limited view of the world and of Torah leads to thinking that only what's squarely a sif in Shulchan Aruch needs Chochmas HaTorah. We have a she'ifa, an aspiration, to live our whole lives al pi Chochmas HaTorah. Not just how we put on tefillin. Every choice in life should be impregnated, imbued with meaning. Eitzah is a chance to do that. It's a chance to reach out to a Rav, to reach out to Chochmas HaTorah itself, link up with it, and live our lives in correspondence with the Chochmas HaTorah. Just obvious, an obvious caveat, but should be said. Not everything needs to be asked. Not every shaila needs to be asked. There are things which are obvious. If the Rebbe passed on something yesterday, to apply it today is well within our own means. A person has to know what is oversimplification, over-application, what's not. Anyone can make mistakes. What's core is to commit to the value. To commit to the value of asking shailas, to commit to the value of asking eitzas. And yes, over time, getting better at knowing when to ask and when not to ask. There's more to be said on this topic. B'nai Hashem, I would like to finish on time. I just want to end with one nekuda. Often there's a fear that opening oneself up to a Rebbe will decrease one's individuality, will limit oneself. Chas v'chalil. In the Psukim, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when Shmuel, who's been living by his Rebbe Eli for several years, hidden away in the Beis HaMikdash, he first achieves Nevuah. What happens? He hears the Dvar Hashem. He's sleeping. He wakes up to hear a nevuah, and what does he do? He runs to Eli, his Rebbe, and says, I heard you calling me, Rebbe. And Eli says, what? I wasn't calling you. Go back to sleep. A second time, he hears Dvar Hashem, hears nevuah for the first time. What happens? He runs to Eli. I heard you talking to me, Rebbe. I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. The third time, Eli says, stay sleeping. Listen a little longer. And he gets his first nevuah. When we first hear Dvar Hashem in our lives, our first nevuah, it comes to us in the kol, in the voice of our Rebbe. Shmuel is so tied up with his Rebbe, so one with his Rebbe, that the kol Hashem itself, the voice of Hashem, appears in the sound of his Rebbe. And he can't even discern between them. Listening to a Rebbe isn't limiting. It's a path to Olam Haba. It's the path to Olam Haba. Listening to a Rebbe elevates, makes it possible to achieve the love of Nevuah. And ultimately, the voice of the way in which we hear Hashem is the way in which we've heard the Rebbe all those years.